Good morning, I'm Holly Sexton in the 98.3 WQXE News Center, and welcome to Community Forum. On today's Community Forum, we'll talk about the arts. We seldom get to mention it outside of the morning show and the Pack Kids Spotlight, so today is a special day. We have Joni Bonet with us, president of Heartland Songwriters Association of Kentucky. And sometimes people forget that you're all over the Commonwealth, right?
That's correct. We have members statewide. We have... Right now, we have at least 54 members.
So tell me about the creation of your organization.
It started way back in 1997. So we've been around for a very long time, and we've experienced some really new growth just recently. Since I've been president, I've tried to get the group to branch out more. We have members in Louisville, Lexington, all the way south Kentucky, down in Corbin. And
what's your mission?
The mission is to embrace songwriters of all levels of talent, new, you know, beginning songwriters. We have songwriters who do strictly writing. We have people who want to be performers. So we just see where we can help them, and we try to find activities that they can be involved in for growth.
So it sounds like networking just as much as and instruction.
Absolutely. And one of the things, you know, that we try to do with that networking is to get people to collaborate with one another to help them get their demos produced in studios or however they might like to do that. One of the, you know, that we have several benefits. We have equipment that the members can rent so that they can go out and do very professional performances.
That's a huge benefit, especially if you don't have the space.
Absolutely.
What is the cost of membership, and what does a person have to do to get started?
Okay, we have meetings every month. We have a meeting here in Elizabethtown at the Bourbon Barrel Tavern on the first Monday night at 6 o'clock. We have a meeting in Louisville at the Letter Song Calligraphy Studio and Gallery on the first Thursday night of every month, which is, that starts at 6 as well.
And you travel for those?
Yes, I do.
So what do you hear from people that are members and the benefits of membership?
A lot of them really like the fact that they meet other people who are trying, you know, like minds, I guess you'd say.
And what I keep hearing, too, is performance, but we both know there are many songwriters who may not play an instrument or sing or perform or don't have a choice.
Me for one.
So how did you get started in songwriting?
My husband actually was doing it and when I met him, and I had always written poetry when I was in high school and so forth, and I thought, well, you know what, I think I can do that. So I got really interested in it and very involved. My daughter sings, so she's performed several of my songs for me in the studio, and it's just a lot of fun.
Do you ever bring any artists that are signed or say under a big label to speak to, or to speak like as a keynote or something at your meetings?
We have workshops. So occasionally we bring someone in to, you know, give a workshop where they're knowledgeable about a particular area that might help the members to, you know, get a head start on things.
From the legal perspective, do you provide any help or assistance with the legality of copyright?
Yes, we do. We actually have a manual that we give to the members who want it. It's like a new member's manual. It takes you through the copywriting process and talks about registering yourself as a writer with BMI, ASCAP, CSAC, whoever you want to go with. Mm-hmm. So
So that way, and I think it's really important for listeners to understand that not only that is that important when you're playing a gig somewhere, but also when you write something, that you don't lose it.
It's a protection, and hopefully at some point you'll start getting some royalties from your music. That's a far stretch because it's hard, you know, to really get things out there mm-hmm. in the industry too.
We hear from a lot of budding artists, and sadly, we have to tell them, well, we play music produced through at a high level produced through a company that sends us the music. So what is your suggestion for people who are writing and want to get involved and get their writings in front of someone who can get it to that level? Or what do you say to artists that are in the same position?
Well, there are, nothing against the radio stations that play the top 20, but there are...
It's a small cross-section of music.
There are local music stations that will play independent artists. So that would be one of the first steps, I think, just to try to get in with... Well, in fact, that's one of the things I try to help the members with. And I do a lot of the legwork myself.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's definitely a labor of love.
Others are helping me, the ones who can, mm-hmm. that have some ability to help, like the independent radio stations. And that's where I would say to go initially, is to try to get your things copyrighted, get your music registered, get a nice demo done, something that sounds good. Otherwise, that's where you're going to get airplay. If it sounds good, they're going to play it.
Yeah, the quality has to be excellent. Yes, that's true. What have you heard in feedback from your local monthly events?
Feedback?
And I'm sure people come and watch too, right? Or is it members only?
Oh, yeah. We do what we do after our meetings is we have an open stage or an open mic, to say, and a lot of people come in for that because they have friends or people who want to play, and we welcome people to do cover songs as well, because the venues, you know, pay their ASCAP BMI fees and what have you, and so they will do cover songs and throw in a few of their originals, and that usually gets some attention, you know.
So to wrap up, because I said it goes really quickly, to wrap up, for those who may be listening and are interested, what is the best course of action for them?
Well, I would say come check us out. Come to a meeting. You can join the group for $15 per year, and there's so many benefits to doing that. Mm-hmm. I think the people in the group are very excited about what we're doing. We're giving them lots of coverage on the internet when they have gigs and so forth. We're putting it out there all over the Facebook world, and, mm-hmm. and we have our website, which is at... HeartlandSongwriters.com. It's that easy, and we're starting to create member pages on that, you know, to show some of the member bios and so forth. It's one of the things we're working on right now. So it'll get you out there in the public.
Well, thank you so much for coming in today and for providing this opportunity and this platform for singer-songwriters. That's exciting.
Yeah. Well, I truly love what I'm doing, and I want to see that passion from other people, too. So,
well, it shows.
Yeah.
Well,
thank you.
Find out more about the Heartland Songwriters, as she mentioned, on Facebook and at the .com, which is heartlandsongwriters.com.
.com.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us, and you've been listening to Community Forum on Quixie 98.3.
Thank you, Holly.